It really is website creation for the rest of us. We've essentially taken the money, the time, and the expertise requirement out of creating a website.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mario from PRWeb, and today it's a pleasure to have with us Tim Pippas. He is founder of Website in a Box. Tim, it's a pleasure to have you here on PRWeb.
Thank you.
Give us some understanding about your site, Tim, Website in a Box. Where are you folks located? How long have you been in business? What space are you in?
We're located in Vancouver, Canada. We've identified what seems to be lacking in this big, great universe called the Internet. Everyone seems to be getting on it. The big companies are there. You see domain names pasted everywhere. But there seems to be some sort of a disconnect between how scary it is to be on the Internet and how really easy it can be to get yourself involved on the Internet. What we've done is we've created a package, Website in a Box, which contains everything you need to get yourself on the Internet with very little effort. And I know, sure, roll your eyes. It's not true. But indeed, it is. It really is website creation for the rest of us. We've essentially taken the money, the time, and the expertise requirement out of creating a website. The Website in a Box includes, if you sprinkled out the package into a bowl, you'd see a domain name fall out, whatever one you choose out of your brain. It comes with the web space, the place to put your website up on the Internet, and it gives you the tools to create your website. And then after that, there's all these little hands that come out of the box that want to hold yours, and we're there 24/7 to make sure that we're not just there to fix what's wrong with our system if it hiccups, but we're there to carry our customers onto the web. The goal is make it easy for everybody to get on the web. That's where we want to do business. That's where things are going. That's it. The old way of creating a website presence was first you had to learn everything you didn't know, which is kind of scary because you don't know what you don't. First thing you had to do was understand all the terms. You had to understand what the term really meant or what its impact is on you. Once you understood sort of a picture of all the little facets, what really is involved to get on the Internet, then you have to say, okay, yes, a domain name. I've got to have a domain name. Then you've got to go and find where can you go register a domain name. Then you've got to pick between the 4 million of them that are out there. And then once you say, yeah, this is the one I want, then you've got to go and compare their prices. Then you've got to go, once you pick a domain name, you've got to find a place to create your little space on the Internet and then label it with your domain name. A website hosting company is the next thing on your list. Then you've got to pick the many plans they offer. Then you've got to pick the one that's going to deliver to you the right amount of value. And an awful lot of them are looking at their customer, their potential customers, and knowing that give them a whole bunch of extra things that really look like this is bigger than the next guy's, people get lost in the sea of the options that they can pick. Then the next thing they've got to do once they get their space is they've got to get a website creation program, something like Microsoft Front Page or Macromedia's Dreamweaver, or maybe the one that's a really good deal on the Internet that's a whole lot cheaper than that, and what's the difference between the two, and then you've got to learn those differences.
We're speaking to Tim Pippas, founder of Website in a Box. Tim, give us some contact information we can end up learning more about this great product.
Websiteinabox.com.
Excellent. I'm hoping there are lots of folks out there that will be interested in what you're doing, give themselves an opportunity to give themselves a Christmas present and get online. Thanks, Tim, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Thank you.
Produced by PRWeb, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit PRWeb.com.